You're listening to the PBE Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the feed on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Anchor, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. You don't want to miss any great audio content from the Pro Baseball Experience. Now let's get on with today's show.
Hey everybody, we're back. The season 35, episode 2 of the Dillo Den. I'm Deck Cookie Monster, the GM of the Amarillo Armadillos.
Still GM. But yeah. Oh, you want me to introduce myself? Yeah. Bazooka Joe of formerly Amarillo Armadillos, now Nashville Stizzars.
Yeah, not only from the Nashville Stars, one of the best damn rookies in majors, and off to a freaking hot start for Nashville.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell that came from. As I was saying in the past episodes, I was hoping for, you know, not to get blasted or anything, but here we are. I'm off to a good start, and hopefully I get the innings in enough to, you know, maybe make an all-star push. I never thought I'd be talking about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I think you're warranted an all-star pick as a reliever. You're not in your team's closer role, but every time they put you out there, you shove.
Yeah, I mean, I'm top five and strikeouts on my team. I'm in front of one of our starters who, I mean, he doesn't really strike anyone out. He's just a circle change kind of guy, ground ball pitcher and stuff like that. But I mean, the real MVP of our team right now is Parker Parton, who's our stopper. I think he's given up 2 runs or something like that. And let's see, he has 44 Ks and 7 walks. He's given up 2 earned runs in 29.2 innings pitched. So, I mean, understandably why he's our closer, but he's been just dealing all season. And then there's me, who's right behind him with 38 Ks in 15 games, 22 innings. I'm sitting at a 15.55 Ks per nine, which is awesome. But yeah, I mean, Nashville Stars as a team, though, has not. Although today, I think we won 6 straight to end our Sims, so we're back kind of in the thing. But the thick of it, we've been sitting around 500 for the past week or so, and finally we kind of made a push, so we're just slowly chipping away.
Nice, yeah, it looks like you got 8 days off. Pitched the 12th, then you pitched the 20th. You only pitched once this week.
Yeah, dude, I just you don't saw get it. I understand why. I know I'm a rookie and stuff. I just don't get used much. I mean, the other rookie has like 3 more innings than me, I think. I think that's just the way it's kind of ended up and stuff. But hopefully in the next few seasons or something, I'll be used a little bit more. I'm just trying to get my guy leveled up now. So,
yeah, I think it's kind of hard because you're not going to put – you're not going to put like an active player in a use less often role. You know, like you're familiar with how you can set up a bullpen, and you can set up a middle reliever to use less often. But I don't know, just my point of view as a GM, if someone's active and playing and participating in the league, I'm not going to set them up to pitch less than someone else. So I think your team's all pretty much set up the same, besides probably that part in your closer.
Yeah.
And I mean, so I think it's just kind of luck of the sim.
Luck of the draw at that point. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. As long as, you know, I just want to make the playoffs and stuff like that. I feel really good about where I'm at and stuff. And the only thing that's frustrating is I do have the most stamina out of all the relievers. I'm sitting at 41, which is the max. And all three of the other ones have 31. And I'm sitting here pitching it every 8 days, you know. So it doesn't really, yeah. I mean, I guess I could have gone to 31 and used it on something else. But I'm just going to keep it at 41. And like I said, throughout the years and throughout the seasons and stuff, I'll be catching up my control and movement so I can strike out righties like you.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't know the GM at all, but I mean, that whole thing I just said about the way you set up your bullpen, that would go out the window if you make the playoffs. I think in the playoffs it would change to you're not going to like make anyone so that they won't pitch. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like bench anyone. But
right.
In the playoffs, if you got a guy that struggled all year, you're going to move him to use less often or limit his pitch count or something. So I don't know. If you keep it up and get that 2 ERA, then
wow.
Get to the playoffs and they throw six, pitch you for the seventh and eighth, and then throw that Parker Parton.
Yeah, dude, he's shut down, man. Every time we have anyone close at the end of the game, they throw Parton in, and he just shuts it down, and we end up winning. I guess most of the games he's played in, is we've just won. So
yeah,
it's nice to see. But then
unhittable.
Yeah, then I go to the other side, and I go to Legends Conference, and I look way down at the bottom. What the heck happened to the Providence Crabs, dude? They were up at the top.
Yeah. Well, let's go with the same thing, the luck of the sim.
Yeah.
I don't think we changed anything up, really. Been running the same team out there, and then man, just all of a sudden just can't buy a win. Drop down, we're on the latest power rankings, we're 14th out of 16. I mean, we're below
Mountain. How's the whole kind of, I don't know, you're DHing and stuff, and you're just, are you just facing lefties, right?
Yeah, I'm facing lefty starters. So,
okay.
For right now, I don't think we're subbing out. Like during the game, we're not switching. But anytime there's a lefty starter, it's pretty much my game.
I love that.
The first,
I love that you have, you're batting 233 against lefties and 263 against righties.
Yeah. That's makes sense. Part of my problem.
Yeah,
that's the same thing. Same thing that happened my first year in minors.
Right,
I spent all my TPE versus right-handed pitchers, and I just like I hit twice as good against lefties.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly. And then I evened it out last year, and then I hit okay against both sides.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Patiently waiting for that 700 TPE.
I mean, hopefully. But then I was thinking about it after I said that yesterday, and we're changing. Everyone's changing their builds this offseason. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's going to be interesting, actually.
No, I was starting to think about it. And, you know, like the Crabs, they're they called up me and Mr. Alligator to be platoon DHs. I wonder if we'll see that a little more next year. With everyone's going to be able, everyone should be able to reallocate all of their TPE when they reset.
Right.
It's basically, like you
start from scratch.
Yeah, you get a full start from scratch, and then you get to use your TPE wherever you want it. There will be minimums and maximums again, but you can change everything up. And so I wonder next year if teams will reach out to two rookies and have them just like completely set up as platoon DHs or even like platoon outfielders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to cost me. I thought when they first told me they wanted me to put everything to left-handed versus lefties, I didn't realize that I could only move 50 TPE. I thought I could pay a certain amount of money and move all my TPE. So I was only able to move 50 TPE, and I pretty much nuked most of my fielding stats.
All right.
And so I still hit semi-decent. Like, my stats versus righties aren't the worst.
No. And, I mean, even your... What are you sitting at? I mean, even the 239 average isn't the worst either, you know? I would expect a couple more home runs than one, but the 16 RBIs is nice.
Yeah, I'm counting down to get some more homers. Hopefully they start coming in soon. I got power versus lefty up to 72. So,
I mean, you're hovering around, you're minus .2. You're hovering around zero war for the season, and you're a rookie. There's nothing wrong with that. So,
yeah, and I'm a DH, so I got no defense helping out my war. So,
yeah,
I mean, DH, I mean, you're a better player if you're a zero DH, zero war DH than a zero war outfielder.
It's true.
You know, so.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not completely upset. I'm hitting okay, and I think I hit a triple today.
Wow, so, damn.
Yeah.
It was a stolen bases.
Against the righty.
of course.
No stolen bases. They won't let me steal ever.
I don't blame them.
It doesn't matter my speed.
I don't even know what I couldn't even I didn't listen to the sim today for my own reasons, but you know, I didn't even know what I did today. Actually,
I was watching it at work and had the volume off. So same as the Mariners game.
I look over, good Lord!
I look over and see him, see Julio walking off the field.
Yeah, with a strained back. I'm gonna mess around and screw him up. Although Kelenic showed up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mets. Thanks, LGM.
One of my best ratings is avoid Ks versus lefties, and I have struck out in 9 of the last 10 games. I've struck out twice in each of the last 3 games. I wish that would stop. So that'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to chalk it up again. You're a rookie. Your stats, you know, aren't all the way up there. And right now it's just, you ain't going to do good against some things. And then all of a sudden you're going to do really good against other things. So.
Yeah. I have this weird feeling that if I were to just put everything towards gap, I'd just start hitting 500.
Contact and gap?
Because it doesn't make sense. My contact's maxed out.
Oh, really?
But my gap, yeah, I haven't touched my gap, really. And no one ever usually does, because it's kind of frowned upon.
Noticed that. Nobody wants doubles all the time, right? They want the homers.
Yeah. So
chicks don't dig the doubles, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Edgar's wife's pretty hot.
What's that?
Edgar's wife is pretty hot.
All right, well, that's one off. Come on now.
But Mark McGuire's is hotter. Yeah, Providence Crabs, last in the Legends Conference, 19-28, 2-8 in our last 10 games. 6 games back of first place in our division, 8th in our 8 back in our conference from a wild card spot. Yeah, we're in a rough spot here.
I like this stat. You guys are 13-8 at home and then 6-20 on the road.
Don't know. I haven't really looked at...
That's a major flip. I wonder how you guys' field set up.
That's what I was thinking. Look, we have our starting pitchers go righty, lefty, lefty, righty. And we're pretty even in the batting order.
Yeah.
So, that's weird.
It's really strange because that's a big time flip. That's the biggest flip.
619 winning percentage versus a 231 winning percentage.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't think we can. I haven't heard anything about our split. Like our setup is swayed one way or the other. It's probably just the randomness of this freaking game, man.
It's yeah, like I said, it's drives me. It's nuts. Super random. It's even more random. I don't know if you've noticed. Of course you've noticed, but in pros, majors, it's just so much more random than in the minors, it feels like.
I haven't noticed. I thought it was... I guess since we've been playing in the... We've been watching the minors for 3 years, it's usually the same guys that are always pretty good, so...
Yeah.
That makes sense, but... So Nashville, you guys are in second in your division behind Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's been just killing it all year.
Yeah.
And they've been killing us also, actually.
Should we do a little slow clap for Scud Muffin and the Vancouver Vandals? They're off to a good hot start.
No, that'll die down. Don't worry about it.
Good job, Scud.
Yeah, I'll say it. Good job, Scud, our one listener.
Yeah, we're back down to one listener.
Yeah.
So you guys are 7-3, 6-game winning streak.
We of course played the Lunar Bay Space Rangers the last 6 games or last 3 games or something. So that's probably why Lunar Base is 14-33, dude. Awful.
That's rough.
We did sweep the Rougarous, though, so we like that.
Holy cow.
Well.
That's impressive.
Swept the Rougarous, and then we took 2 from Lunar Base, and I think we get to play them one more time starting Saturday, and then we're off to our own endeavors here. I don't know. Let's see. Nashville schedule. Yeah. And then we go off to Cancun, baby.
We don't get to play. We play Buffalo and then 2-game series against Maui, but I don't face Casey Mize. But he's right-handed anyway, so I wouldn't get to play him.
Well, yeah, we don't play you guys till August, a 2-game series. That's it. Yeah.
We didn't face each other in that first series, did we?
We did not. You played one game, I didn't pitch, then I pitched the next game, and you weren't in. Or something like that. But, well, now we can start swinging towards the Dillo Den, why it's named the Dillo Den, and the Amarillo Armadillos here, sitting at 31-17, dude.
Damn.
Are they better than we were last year?
Yeah.
Just be honest with me. Don't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck.
Well, how?
Rogalski is, of course, just straight dealing, like you said. this year.
Yeah.
5-1, a 3.73 ERA. I'm sure he's happy finally after that first year. And the team, my MVP, Chili Dog himself, Joe Boris, 4-3, 4.55 ERA.
Yeah, I think he started off a little hotter than that. And
can't be mad about that for a rookie. That's pretty solid numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, standings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're only two games up on California. But yesterday when I added it up, we were on pace for 70-something wins, like 75.
Oh, boy. That's nice.
That'd be wild. That's not going to happen, but.
Well, you never know.
Well, Jackers and I kind of figured we're going to be. We might start hot and then have guys catch us because we have a lot of maxed out players.
Garfield's just straight tearing up the minors right now like he was last year.
I think six of our nine starters are at 350 TPE.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah. That's why I was hoping that you would stay down another because, I mean, these guys are all benefiting from, you know, having 350 and being maxed.
Yeah.
But I guess there's nothing wrong with you getting thrown up early. But, I mean, you could tell by your stats that it's the Kelenic effect.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, I think Casey Mize is probably one of the bigger losses, just the ace, the workhorse. The best starter.
Yeah, that definitely is.
So yeah, without our ace, without our closer, and without like I don't know, I was probably like you know a five hitter.
Yeah,
quite a bit of power. Not best average. A little Kyle Seager ish. You know? You lose those three guys, and replace them with two new guys. And Cali Alvarez, he's doing all right at DH, hitting 305, tied for the team league with 8 home runs. And then on the pitching staff, like you said, Joe Boris, he started off hot. His last two games, he's 0-1 with a 12.91 ERA.
Yeah, that stuff's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know who. Pop in here.
Looks like a 35-year-old minor leaguer is having a solid year so far. 2.57 ERA, 16 games.
Yeah, Joe Boris got mollywopped by Leatherneck Mike's Hepcats. That's my fault. That's my fault.
Yeah.
I kind of ran my mouth about the Hepcats, so they see us come to town and get a little excited.
Put on their game faces.
Yeah.
Whooped them. What did you do? Did you talk crap about them in your 20,000 word essay?
Yeah, I told them. I told them they missed on every draft pick. I had to explain how I made all that up and didn't actually mean it, and didn't really know what I was talking about.
That it's just a joke, and you're playing games.
Yeah.
What a concept. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not.
I'm sure they're not. But I'm just kidding. But
oh no, he was annoyed. He was like, "What the fuck, man? You're dogging on us like crazy." And I was like, "Oh, me too." I was making up random numbers and then just kind of reacting to those random numbers.
Uh huh.
I didn't really spill that out very well. And then. I mean, it's a freaking 10,000 word essay. If you're going to go read it, you're probably not going to read the whole thing. You're just going to go check out the part about you.
Oh, I ain't going to lie, dude. I skimmed.
Yeah. And so if you see parts about you or the guy you drafted, those are the parts you're going to read. You're not going to read how I talk about, hey, so I just made up random guys to compare these players to and don't actually know anything about them. And yeah, there's a couple of rookies in there that were... They were like, oh, yeah, that's my grade. Even like Majesu.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. You know, because I wrote some of the stuff was like actual opinion, but then it was reacting to the fake comparisons I made that were just random. And it, I gave him like a C- or something.
Yeah.
Because is what I did. Who drafted him? I forget. Oh, Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Puerto Rico's page, their team history, and I looked up. So he was Majesu's outfielder or whatever. He's a batter. So I looked up Puerto Rico's highest WAR hitter, highest career WAR hitter, who's like active or who I've heard of. And so my intent was to get you excited that you just drafted someone who was the best career WAR player in your team's history.
Yeah.
And so that part was cool. But then is what I did was I made projections for their rookie year.
Uh-huh.
For that, I went to that player's rookie year.
Oh, and he just had a garbage year or what?
Yeah, apparently if you suck your first year, you have a good minor league career. So keep that in mind.
You're just going to tear it up, huh?
Every single guy I picked was a career WAR leader on their team, and hardly any of them had a
like, decent first year.
Above 1.5 WAR their first year.
Hmm.
So,
in steps Tyler Rogalski.
Yep.
There you go.
So, we got our lineup going.
Well, hopefully you learned your lesson. Don't talk crap about the Hepcats, man.
Yep. They come walk into your house and
destroy Boris.
Humble your rookie.
And eat all your chili dogs.
They took your corn dogs, Boris. Your chili dogs.
Well.
How's our hitter?
What's that?
No, what were you saying?
I mean, that's what I did. I made up when I wrote. So before I got drafted by Nashville, I wrote up this big old thing about, you know, who needs bullpen help? What's the average age of your pitching staff? And I made up stats of how I could help. And this wasn't even like, I wasn't even reading off of past players. I was just totally guessing. Like I looked at some guys' overall saves that year. And I know, you know, since it's only a 108 game season, right?
Yeah.
Since it's only 108 games, I know it ain't going to be like 30 saves. So I kind of like chopped it in half. It's going to be like 15 to 25 saves if possible. But I totally guessed on all that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
it's just having fun.
Yeah, I think I do an okay job of like reacting and giving my opinion on stuff. But the actual stuff I'm basing my opinion on is hot garbage and
it's crap. All right.
I think everyone would be okay with that, but I didn't really spell it out very well.
You just dumped on people.
And I had to type another 500 words in a comment to just be like, hey, guys, so this is what I did.
Hey, good job on drafting this guy. He's going to be absolute garbage, but our draft picks are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious now that I don't know what I'm doing.
I could have told you that everyone that before this.
So, but you're talking about what you did before the majors draft. And it reminded me of my freshman year of high school when I didn't give up a hit in tryouts to any of the freshmen or sophomores. And then they put me on the freshman team and I was all pissed off. And I had this like old crotchety coach. He goes, back in my day, I hit 23 home runs and I hit 352 my freshman year. Why don't you guys go home and write your goals for this season?
You said 24 home runs.
24 home runs, 353, baby.
Yeah.
Pitcher only.
P.O. You were P.O. your freshman year? I love it.
No. I think most of the reason I got put on the freshman team because I was like second best catcher. Wow. And so, yeah, I caught.
At least you made your freshman year. I blew out my arm.
Oh.
Then I blew out my arm my senior year. So there you go.
Yeah. I cut my leg in half my junior year and missed that season.
That's baller.
Yeah, that was fun.
How'd you do that?
Let's see how these guys are doing. Johnny Garfield just leading the team like always.
Just destroying, dude.
337. Seven bombs.
This guy's going to go up to the Makos and just be absolute shit. I'm kidding, well, John. I'm kidding, Garfield. You're going to go up. You're going to be amazing.
That's another thing, too. So if we're all doing, I mean, a lot of the guys that are good in minors are either the streak or the freak. Builds. Mm-hmm. And that's why I keep saying I think that my build will start to do a lot better when it gets to 700. Because you can't tell me that, like, one of the builds is broken and shitty. But once you get to a certain point, you should start to even out or be a little better. Right. So I wonder, I know Garfield, he's either a freak or streak.
How does that add up into majors when you go up there?
I don't know. I imagine it probably
does fine. Just fine. Yeah.
But I think they start to catch up. The other builds start to catch up. I haven't really looked. That'd be kind of interesting to look into right in time for them to change all the
builds. There's a thing about, I think it's somewhere on the website, shows how many people are the freak or how many people are, you know, the canon archetypes. It shows every single person. So, I don't know.
Is that the compendium?
I think so, yeah.
Have you ever looked through there much?
No, not really.
Most
of it's confusing.
Yeah, but there's a spot. We both signed, 3-year contracts with a mutual option the fourth year? So,
yep, yeah.
Not next year, but the year after, we can, start talking about extensions or look into a new team and a new contract, right? So,
right,
you got to go through there and look at all of the clauses in people's contracts. There's some wild shit. Maybe I'll try and find some of them and go over my favorites on the next episode. But there's stuff about there's one I like where if the GM steps down, the rest of the years on their contract be turned into a player option.
Really?
And so that one's cool because, I mean, you're signing on with the team with the GM. And if you don't like the new GM, you shouldn't have to stay there. So gives you a little bit of an out. There's a couple performance based ones, not very many though. I forget what team it is. There's one team that signs quite a few guys to contracts that if they max out their TPE at 350 before they get called up, they get an extra amount per year. But then there's some that are just nuts. Lots of no trade clauses.
Yeah.
And then I forget exactly what the tampering is. I think it's like talking to other GMs and stuff like that.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't really know exactly. I should probably learn that rule before I break that one too. So.
Well, just says you want to go to majors as a GM.
No.
Oh.
Well, I know you're not in the management server, but They are starting to roll out an upgrade to the PBE store. There's a guy who took it over, guy or gal, not sure.
We don't know.
Blood Monkey. So I just posted a link in our little general text channel. I don't know if you've been to the store.
The PBE merch. Yeah, I saw this.
And so I went over the jersey design with him and sent him the new jerseys that I made for this season, which forgot to get put in the game, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I as far as I know. And he drew one up with the white jersey, and I was like, oh, God, that's hideous. And it looked like a lot like the one I made, but the one I made is kind of, I feel like it's like a college type one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like new age-ish. And so I sent him the old school yellow and black Pirates jerseys that I did. And he made the yellow one, and I was like, that looks like a banana.
Yeah. So
we settled on the old school black. He's got the number on the front there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did. I think it turned out pretty sweet.
I actually kind of like, it's not bad, actually. Some of these aren't bad in here. I'm looking at Nashville right now, too. We got stickers, and these hats are pretty cool because the logo. I just wish that.
You're the sample. This is number 49, Joe.
What? Where?
In the armadillo's page.
Oh, for God's sake!
Is that really you? Did you take those pictures for him?
Oh, wow, number. Wow, look at that, Joe. You're such a jerk. Oh, man. Yeah. I didn't even notice that. That's great. Look at this guy's arm, dude. He's toned, man. Looks just like me.
Yeah. Surprise everyone. Me and Bazooka Joe are identical twins.
Yeah. By the way, that's you on the right in the just the armadillo's shirt without no number. That's you. But yeah, you were taking photos of me, dude. It got really sentimental and stuff.
Oh shit. And so you scroll down. I gotta talk to Blood Monkey. LGM pointed out that our baseball bat on our logo looks a little purplish blue.
Yeah, that's why I haven't bought that. I mean, I buy these hats. I just wish they weren't snapbacks, but I understand why they are because they're cheaper. But I do like the color. I like the black with the yellow brim. But yeah, that purple bat's gotta go.
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't match at all. If anything, make it a yellow bat.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I went back and looked at the logo that I sent him, and that was right.
I liked my logo.
The stars one?
No, I liked the one that I sent an armadillo in our chat with a beer in his hand.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. The Brucity.
Yeah.
Brucity Dillodillos.
Oh, no, I've said this in the past. The Nashville Stars, they have the best logo in the game, I think.
Nope.
Yep.
No. You're going to hate it.
There's, oh, my God. Who do you think? What? You're going to go Lunar Base?
There's two teams on top that are clear favorites. And there's a third that looks good, but they got to just tweak one little thing.
I will agree with one of them, and I think one of them that you're going to say is the Brucity Bears.
I love their logo, but not their like hat logo. Death Valley Scorpions.
Let me look at Death Valley. I haven't even looked.
I would rock that hat anywhere.
Yeah, that's a nice hat. But again, it's an adjustable snap.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cool logo. I like it.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what options they have on here. I think this is through Square. I'm not sure if that's where like all the items and the products come from. or if that's just where they're selling everything. But I mean, Blood Monkey isn't, you know, buying all this shit and printing it at his house and everything.
Right. No, so I get that.
I imagine we'll get some more stuff, but he's trying to, if you look at the top on the categories, there's a charity. And so they're going to, when they open the store, because right now you can't, it doesn't accept payments. When they open the store, they're going to do a big, like, charity and raise money for something.
Yeah.
And so I think he's just trying to get the store started.
I think some of these are pretty cool. I do think that a lot of these logos, especially the teams with just the regular, like, no two-tone hats are kind of boring, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm okay with the Dillo's logo, but I don't think they look good on hats.
Crab logo is pretty funny, pretty tight, actually, on the hat.
I still think it looks like the Cookie Monster doing that
it thing does. Where you
make a circle and put it on your leg and punch someone.
But you guys have, like, I think the coolest colors. I like that color. But, of course, it's like Mariner, so.
Yeah. So, I was talking to Blood Monkey, and, like, Death Valley nailed it, where they got, like, this cool logo with the scorpion. And says Scorpions and Death Valley logo, and then they have something completely different for their hat.
Right.
And simplified. It is,
they did nail it, yeah.
And I'm hoping everyone will kind of take notice and create something new. And I pointed at, like, the Yankees. The Yankees logo has fireworks and a top hat, but the hat is NY, you know?
Yeah, that's different. The old school logo, but yeah.
Yeah, but like what goes on your hat needs to be simplified, and we just, I don't blame anyone because we haven't
had Well, yeah, hat. Nobody's gone really in-depth on it and stuff.
Yeah, so what's it really mattered, you know, but I'm hoping that everyone kind of notices, Death Valley, and then the other team that I think is on top with Primo logo. Hate to say it, and you know who it is. The Lunar Base Space Rangers. Go look at their logo.
Yeah, I'm looking at their logo right now. I mean, I get that it's a different logo, and I like the... It looks like is that a LB, right, with a slash in between it? Yeah.
It's effort. It looks classy. Like it's a good baseball logo.
Yeah, some of these.
It looks kind of like doesn't you know LeBron what? Have a logo?
I think so. Yeah, kind of like. Yeah, of course he does. It's LeBron, dude.
But then it's also the L is like got stars.
Yeah. I'll give an honorable mention to the Cancun Toros. Their hat, their logo. It's a little.
That was my next team.
It's a little much with the pink, but you know what? I do like that also.
But here's my... They need a gap between the letters.
Just correct, a little, yeah. Just a I little, would say so, too.
One little thing. But yeah, it looks awesome. The colors, if that's your team and that's what you want to rock, that's cool.
I'll give you my two bottom ones. And right now, it's... I don't think they've put much effort into it or even thought about this or even looked at this thing, but the Louisville Lemurs and the Puerto Rico Ranas, your hats suck.
The Lemurs, I think they tried to make a better hat by going with their, like...
Oh, wait. Their Never special mind. Logo. I found what? The worst hat. The Seattle Sea Serpents is absolute garbage right now.
What about the Apex?
Oh, man.
Apex. Apex. Oh,
that's bright, dude. That's a color there, dude.
Well, I'm kind of colorblind, but it looks like the men's shirt is red and the girl's shirt is like orange.
Yeah. It looks like the men's shirt's dark red. And yeah, it does look kind of orange for the girls, but, yeah.
One thing you got to know, though, too, is we didn't really understand how this was working.
Right. No, I know. I know. It's all
everybody everybody picked their hat color.
Mm-hmm.
And not really knowing what it would look like with the logos.
I got to talk to the Nashville. I got to talk to my GMs. We need a red brim.
Who is it? Kingpins. Kingpins, they tried to go with a different...
Yeah, King, they've had that logo. That
King the, Pushpin?
The crown with the pin on it, yeah.
Yeah. Rougarou's. Looks all right. Needs to be like a little bigger.
Florida Flamingos ain't bad.
The Rougarou's one I feel like would be dope if they made it like oversized and had it like off to the side a little bit.
Oh, it needs to be bigger, definitely. That logo, without a doubt.
What was these? Oh, the Flamingos?
Flamingos ain't bad.
Yeah.
Maui Mako's also isn't bad, just because the colors. I like those colors.
And as much as I hate the name, the Swift Steeds, it's cool how many logos they got.
Yeah.
I don't know if... And that's probably one of their better ones on the hat there.
It's a weird... It's a weird mascot, man. I'm going to be honest with you. And, dude, Scud, man... I get the whole concept of the Vancouver Vandals and stuff, and I get it. You guys need to do some work on this logo, or you need a secondary.
What's wrong with the Vandal?
You need a secondary logo.
What would a second logo be for a Vandals team?
You could tie in a VV somewhere. I don't know. Or just have a cool... typed out letters, Vandals, you know?
Is Vanderbilt, are they the Vandals?
No, they're Vanderbilt. Is it the Commodores?
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
I think it's
the Commodores.
It kind of looks like Green Rocket Raccoon.
Well, it looks like the raccoon from...
Yeah, say... Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah?
Jump off a bridge, you asshole. Fuck you.
Boise Raptors, they need to change their hat color.
They need to change their hat color. I don't mind the logo. I think it's kind of cool, but I think they need to also make that a little bigger. And you know what? In this case, for the Boise Raptors, I would almost keep the circle with the Boise Raptors logo and the actual like typed out Boise Raptors and put that on the hat. That actually looks kind of tight. I think the secondary logo on the hat isn't big enough, and I think the circle would look good on that hat. And then if they made if they had the front two parts of the hat, the front part of the hat white and then everything else purple on it, I think that would look really cool too.
Oh, I thought you meant the brim, but yeah, that front panel.
No, just the front two panels, yeah, in front. If they made that white and then everything else was purple, that'd look really sweet.
Buffalo looks pretty good.
Yeah. Buffalo ain't bad. Again, bigger logo.
Demons, they need a logo without the words.
Yeah. Voyagers is...
National Stars hat, I'd rock that.
It's a cool logo. I think, like I said, I think the red brim
red would brim. Look
really nice.
Some red eyelet rings, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little bigger logo.
I mean, it's a cool start. It's a cool concept. I'd definitely be throwing some money down on some of this stuff once we get some stuff. But I mean, I'm just glad you guys asked me to be a model for your armadillos. 44 monsters. We're twins, dude. It's great.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Would you rather have Bazooka or Joe or Zook? I feel like.
Oh, man. I'd probably do Zook. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I like the
armband, dude. I like the armband on these jerseys.
Yeah, I mean, they're not simple. Coolest looking, but they're like retro style. And that's kind of what I was going with. How come we're the only ones that I've seen with jerseys on their site? We're the only ones that stopped what we were doing to get our pictures taken?
Yeah, duh. And oddly enough, they made us put on some other shirts. It looks like the Outer Bank Aviators. They made us put a small T on.
Why you guys are here?
Yeah.
Serpent's hat is real bad.
It's bad. Sea serpents, I would say. Yeah.
I feel like these logos would look cool if you blew them up a ton and put it off and like centered it off into the one panel. So it was like centered under one of those eyelets, right?
I think you're crazy.
I think that would. I don't think it'd be the greatest hat, but I think it'd look a lot better if it was like that.
You're such a hoodlum.
Yeah. Then the Bears. God, they disappointed me with their hat. I mean, I'd still rock that cream colored one's kind of dope.
Yeah, but Anchorage Wheelers, you disappointed me with your hat. I know you guys all care and are listening to this podcast.
That's a rough one. Holy shit, I never noticed the Eskimo on top of the dog.
When you zoom it in, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Holy shit.
We got the sticker there.
Yeah.
That thing's dope. What the hell is a Wheeler, though?
A Wheeler is basically the guy that's controlling the... to be honest with you, I don't really fucking know. I think he's the one that's controlling the bobsled, yeah. But then again, I talk out of my ass a lot, so we don't know.
So
Lunar Base Space Rangers are just totally ripping off your colors, dude. Oof.
For what?
They got the black and yellow. God, look at that. They have a jersey, by the way, at the bottom. Look at the...
Lunar Base does?
Yeah, look at their... If you go to the bottom of their page, look at their shoulder pads.
Yeah.
The shoulder pads are boss, dude.
I wonder what that yellow looks like.
Yeah, I know.
Because, yeah, that's the same yellow he set up for me. And I was like, oh, bro, that looks like a fucking banana.
That's fun. I could talk a whole hour about logos and colors and stuff. It's kind of pathetic.
I'm on Google trying to figure out what a Wheeler is.
You ain't gonna find it.
I think you're full of it. I'm just like making shit up.
I tried. But why would they call it a Wheeler since they're on a sled, you know? Someone answer us. Are we making another bet at all to people? Nobody's going to answer us, I don't think.
More definitions.
Yeah.
A horse harnessed next to the wheels of a cart and behind a leading horse.
Yeah, so suck it. That's kind of weird since they have dogs on. It looks like bobsleds.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I wonder if it's like an Anchorage thing. All right, last thing on the PPE store we didn't mention.
What's that?
There's two teams in here that got a special product, and it's the, or I didn't see if California had one. Nope, two teams. The Amarillo Armadillos and the San Antonio Sloths world championship patches.
2050, yep.
Oh, that looks dope. That looks cool. I'm going to get one of those for sure.
Dillos.
No idea where I'm going to put it. I was thinking I'd put it on my Home Depot apron.
There you go.
What the hell is that?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. You ever heard of Cookie Monster? Well, he dropped 15 bombs for the Dillos that year.
Oh, man. I'm kind of a big deal online. So, time to start this bad boy. We're almost at an hour.
I think.
What else are we going to talk about?
We started at 9:06. It is 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're so close. We could just, you know, keep doing this.
Primetime week one. I think you got 9 points from PT last week.
Yeah, I just checked it today. I got 9 TPs. So I put my update in.
Yep. Yeah, I got 8.
Dude, I'm slowly creeping on you, dude.
Yeah.
I tried to catch up to you quicker, but someone caught me on my update. Jerks. Even though he did it wrong. I don't know who it was, but my last updater forgot my banked TP and left it out there. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to use this again, you know, trying to be all sly. And he's like, wait a second. I'm an idiot. I'm like, no, you're not. Just give me it. It was like an extra 30 TP. And I'm like, come on. He's like, no, I can't do that. All right.
Man, then you would have gone down the line and then you would have had to listen to Dylan when he audited you.
He would have waved his finger at me.
Yeah.
And I said, come on, fellow potato man.
He's so happy now.
He has his own little spot on here.
Like, dude, he was so mad that I deleted that channel, and I felt bad after I thought about it.
The potato farm?
Well, it was the war room. I didn't know that was where he put all his potatoes, which, I don't know, when you think about it. The war room is supposed to be where you talk about your draft. That's what
no, is. It's not. It's and for potatoes.
You're talking about the draft and no one's answering. And then all of a sudden, Dylan goes, hey, man, this channel's kind of a joke. There's a bunch of other GMs in here listening to your draft strategy. So I got all pissed off and deleted it. And apparently, like within 24, 48 hours, you can get it back. But Dylan didn't really complain about it until like 2-3 days later. So, needless to say, if you see the Xenon bat in our server now, or Xenon bot, that's backing up our server in case someone rage deletes our
channel. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm on the potato farm right now, and I posted another potato, and me and Dylan are just posting potatoes on here. So, that's all we do. We like potatoes.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I mean, I hope you guys have fun.
Oh, we are. Can you make a chili dog farm for me and Boris and everyone else except for Dylan? Because Dylan doesn't like chili dogs. He doesn't even know what they are, apparently. What a joke.
Just ban his...
You know what? I hate Dylan now because he's full of it. That's what. You know what? Screw you, Dylan.
Just ban his role from the channel?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. It's kind of fun. I've been playing with it. I might go play with it some more. Like Jackers and I were talking about trying to liven up the chat and
stuff. Oh, like yeah. And trying to let them level up in here too.
Everybody was talking today.
Yeah. That was nice.
What'd you say? Let the who?
Let it rain. Oh yeah, I'm glad that you're doing this this whole entire podcast for free, by the way, because you owe me $4 million TPE. I mean,
that
bet. We can talk about it if you want.
Because what he meant is, I'm not doing it for free. You need to pay me, and then I'm gonna have to cut a check to Joe because for some reason I think Mitchell Trubisky's good.
Yeah,
I think the Seahawks don't suck as much as they do. And I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't make any football-related bets with you this week.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't know. I don't really know exactly what I'm at, but I'm pretty sure I'm not at 100 million. Oh shit, son! All right, I'm at 105. Let's make a bet.
I don't think. See, you're still fine. Yeah. What do you want to make a bet about?
Well, I don't think they've taken out my bet money yet.
No, you've lost 8 million to Scud and I combined.
Yeah, Scud wasn't gonna just let me lose once. He's like, "Well, I'll take this too."
I mean, it's a stupid bet, so I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You even watched the Seahawks play the week before, and you were like, hey, Geno Smith might be a viable quarterback, even though he throws the ball like 4 yards every time. He was like 25 for 30 or something the first week with 190 yards, dude. That's horrible.
Yeah, dude, but their whole game plan against Denver was, hey, we're going to do exactly what Russell Wilson asked us to do for the past 10 years just to beat him. And then we'll just, you know, suck the rest of the season.
1-16.
Like, how awesome was that?
It was pretty cool to see Russell Wilson get beat.
Russ comes back and they're like, oh yeah, we're a pass first offense today.
Yeah, I know.
He's on the other sideline throwing fucking screen passes and getting pulled when the game's on the line so they can kick a 70-something yard field goal to try and win.
65-yarder, yeah.
No, I wasn't really expecting. I mean, you got to give me a little credit. Every single 49ers game, you have the opportunity to lose two quarterbacks, four running backs, Kittle and Bosa. Every game. Yeah. If they're playing, you are in jeopardy of losing every single one of those. So, I mean, maybe they'd all tear their ACL in the same game and we'd lose by 9.
But no, it's fine. Kittle didn't even play. They're like, hey, we got this in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did kill your quarterback, but
yeah. He was basically set up by Shanahan to get killed. So
I don't think that's going to hurt you too much.
That was the whole entire storyline. They want Garoppolo to come in. They lit a fire under his ass, and now he's going to win a Super Bowl.
They didn't light a fire under his ass. He was
so he doesn't give a shit. He was still going out with porn stars and trying to get that Italian stallion rod of his wet. So whatever, dude. That guy sucks also. God, I hate the Niners sometimes.
Oh, well, yeah. The only reason I watched the Seahawks is because it was Monday Night Football. This week, I watched Red Zone I watched Red Zone all day on Sunday. I don't watch the Seahawks if they're on.
Well, let's talk about your fantasy team also.
So let's move on and bet. Give me one more week and I will give you Deebo Samuel because I'll be pretty much eliminated from the playoffs.
Okay. I'm willing to give you Nick Chubb, dude. That's not a bad deal. He scored a touchdown today, though.
I was doing rankings the other day and he was number one ranked running back.
Yep, so far.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to, well, I don't know if I want to hold on to him or not.
You'd be kind of selling him low if you're trading him for Deebo.
Yeah.
Deebo's awesome, but he's not doing that good. And he's paid now.
That's true.
I should just draft all guys that are on their contract year. Just like more often than them. It's your best year.
Oh, you're going to watch Lamar Jackson this year, dude. He's going to go off. Your dad has Lamar, right, in our league?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I know he was trying to sell him earlier. I almost traded with him. But yeah. Lamar's going to have a year, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he already is, but.
But, yeah, no, he's going to have one of his best years. And as same shit with Aaron Judge right now.
Yeah.
Motivational.
Oh, Aaron Judge. He's going to be Seattle Mariner next year, so.
You know, I sent you that thing when I looked up, you know, people's projected salaries and I had him on the Mariners.
It's possible.
Not anymore, man.
No.
Not anymore. And come on. He's got to be taking something. It sucks to say it because he hasn't.
Oh, you think he's juicing or doing something else? What do you think?
Dude, he's like 30 home runs in front of Schwarber.
I know.
You got to be doing something.
The fact that he's like 6'7 and absolutely just laser eyes and mashing shit doesn't matter to you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And he's due to get hurt and start to have lingering injuries forever. I don't know.
He's going to be the highest paid baseball player in history after this year.
Yeah. He's young enough, too, that it would be cool. Like, I would be okay if the Mariners overpaid for him if it was like a 5-year contract.
Yeah.
Because he could still. I mean, you're kind of, he took that risk this year of betting on himself. If he bet on himself again to get another fat contract in a couple years, you know, say like 5 years, just a hair shy of $200 million. I don't know. That's so much money.
Yeah.
But then he could sign another one after that if he wanted. All right. I was trying to look at the schedule. What's today? It's Thursday the 22nd. So, Saturday, Providence versus Buffalo, New Orleans, Indianapolis, Death Valley and Lunar Base, Voyagers and Stars. That's going to be a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, the way that Stars are playing right now, yeah.
And then Toros and... Dude, oh, is that right? All-Star Games next Tuesday?
Yep.
Already here.
Yeah, already halfway, man. Almost.
Well,
it's funny how fast the season can go, dude.
Dude, honestly, it feels like the season goes faster than the off-season.
Yeah, I know. It's 1 week off-season. Or yeah. 2 weeks, if you're not in the playoffs. Which Providence won't be, so. What?
Off-season starts tomorrow. I should ask Sori if he can send me down for the playoffs.
Actually, yeah, dude. I mean, the season's not over yet, but yeah, I mean,
oh, definitely.
That'd be something.
If we get eliminated, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I'm sure why wouldn't he allow it, you know?
Yeah, he's on the team.
Yeah, right.
That'd be dope. I don't know. I haven't noticed a lot of guys get sent down.
I didn't even know it was possible, to be honest with you.
And that I'm surprised they let that happen because it sounds like a pain in the ass. Because how do they revert me back to the 350 build?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd probably have to talk to Sori about that.
I know it's legal. I know you can do it. But that's probably why it doesn't happen very often. Because,
well, not only that, but usually you get sent down if you're struggling, which your player is kind of struggling. So,
yeah, I'm one of the top 9 hitters on the team, though.
Yeah, well, there's 9 hitters on your fucking team. That's why.
There's 10.
God, piss off.
No, seriously, me and Steg, you know.
Don't have the at-bats that they do, but yeah, I get it.
No, we're about even. I think we are. We got to about even last week.
But, no, dude. You have 92 at-bats.
What does Steg have?
Who's Steg?
I Stegosaurus, the guy that runs all of our point tasks and everything, that's Mr. Alligator.
Oh, you have more at bats than him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was who you're talking about. I was talking about the other guys on your team. Like, they all have around 190 at-bats, and you have 92. They have 100 at-bats more than you, everyone else, because you're splitting time with Alligator.
Yeah, so the rest of the team has about twice as many at-bats because I play half the time.
Yes.
Got it.
I'm here for you.
Anyways, so on
the math Saturday, is there. But your attitude is shit, and that's not there, so I want you to know that.
On Saturday, the Voyagers play Nashville in primetime game 7. Should we put our money? Can you bet? Oh, fuck. I don't know the gambling rules. Can you put money on Nashville? You can put money on your own team, right?
Can I?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
I saw someone on the casino. Someone put $25 million on something. I need to go to it.
Yeah, go to it, and I'll tell you how much money he has in his bank account. Because, like, have you ever looked up? I don't mean to call you out, but have you ever looked up how much money Poe has?
I've looked at some of the players, not Poe personally, but I've looked at some, and some of them are sitting at well over 100, 200 million. And I'm like,
$534 million.
Good Lord.
What is, you know, who's loaded is AK-41, right?
Yeah. So you go to casino transactions. You got your funny transactions.
Yeah, AK-41, he's been around, I think, the same amount of time I have.
Yeah.
And he's at 232. He's twice as much.
Where do we make? How do you find where these bets are? One second, I got it.
Casino and then user bets.
Where the hell is the casino?
Did I put a link to it in our?
That's my beatboxing skills, dude.
Mine go.
I got it.
Boom, 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 boom.
So.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I did. I'm betting $4 million the Bengals win. Blah, blah, blah.
The Bengals win?
Who's Bauer?
Did you just say you bet $4 million the Bengals win?
No. I didn't. That was someone else. But Bauer says, I bet leather neck Mike $25 million that the Bears will beat the Packers this Sunday. If the Packers win, Mike is $25 million. Like, that's like, that's all I have. And these guys are like, hey, dude, this is chump change.
So Bauer's got $200 million.
Son of a.
Mike's got a little bit more. Let's, why do you only have $25 million?
I don't know. I just have $25 million. Don't shoot the messenger.
Well,
I mean, I've been spending a lot of money. Oh, I probably have more now because I got $1 million from you and also the $4 million, but it hasn't gone through yet.
Yeah. But how am I? I'm at 100. Well, I guess I got a job and I was GM. I got paid for a bunch of lead jobs and my big 10,000 word essay.
Yeah, dude, that everybody loved. So cool.
Fuck you.
How dare you make fun of my guy? By the way, where's my statue?
Oh, your thing? I got to send that. Hummus sent me a message.
What?
Are you talking about on the forum?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say statue?
Yeah, where's my statue?
What are you talking about?
I do. You said in the write-up that I have a statue, chili dog statue.
What write-up?
Oh, my God, your 10,000-word essay. You said something about me, and I forgot what it was. Maybe it wasn't.
Well, go reread it then.
No, I'm not going to go read. Oh my God. Get off my. No, get off of my computer.
You're the chili dog stand.
Oh, well, it's all sold out.
Stand. Yeah, and then I added that to my tweets.
I know, your stupid tweets.
You like my what, dude? I waited every night until that one. I wonder what stupid non-PB related tweet Joe sent out tonight.
You'll piss off, dude. Yeah, look, I got 25 mil, dude. That's all I have.
I know. I was looking it up in my channel. That's bad.
Your tweets have been sucking lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wrote, if you think your team is playing bad, let me go all in and introduce you to the Seattle Mariners.
I saw that one. Nashville. Oh, fuck. I don't know if we can do it. All right. We'll check if it's legal. What do you want to do?
Scott, can I bet on my own team, my own majors team? I'm not a GM. Come on, dude. Get back to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see. So go to the casino, user bets. Tag Bazooka_Joe and Dak91486.
No, thanks. That's yours. Yeah.
We will take.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thank
8
you.
8 days, you know, past, whatever.
Yeah. We will take.
Happy 54th.
36. Eat it. Not hit. I'm trying to spit this out, dude, and you interrupted me. And I'm
sorry.
I'm old now.
I know, and you're senile. Usually you don't spit out either. Hey-o. Too much? Too much. All right.
We're going to get popped. Did you hear Scuds on the freaking COC committee?
No, I did see something about him getting in there. What's... yeah.
We're gonna get popped one of these days for...
I mean, they're just slowly ruining this league, dude.
Yeah.
That's just a start right there.
Gutting his morals. He asked me a question earlier today. I was like, am I allowed to tell you? You're on COC now. Are you a cop?
I don't trust this at all. Are you undercover?
Like, I'll deny all this.
Yeah.
All right, so we will take... Back to here now. On Saturday's stream, it's technically 6:28. It's primetime game 7. We will take... This isn't going to be released on Saturday, Joe. God, get your shit together.
Why don't you just release it tomorrow?
Because I got stuff to do.
I don't.
We got to pick a different game.
This is too much. You're too much.
They play each other again on Wednesday. All right, so we'll do Wednesday, Nashville versus the Voyagers.
You just want to win some money. You know Nashville's going to win, so.
Yeah, but we're taking Nashville. So someone's got to bet on the Voyagers.
Oh, okay.
This is our bet against our fan.
Oh, okay. Do you want to up it to a mil each or just 500,000?
We'll pay a mil each.
Mm-hmm.
If you win and you got to pick the Voyagers for the game on, it's on stream on the 28th. The date is 7:14. So we'll take Nashville. We'll bet $1 million. They win each of us, and you bet either 500,000 or no, you bet 1 million.
Yeah,
we'll split it 500,000 each. If we win, and you'll get $2 million if you win. So
I like it. So hit us back if you want it. If not, forever hold your peace.
Yep.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, due to league rules, I'm not allowed to make bets with anyone that is on the Amarillo Armadillos roster. So if you happen to be listening and you are still technically on our roster, don't be throwing a bet up there.
You're not allowed.
Yep. You're not allowed. So,
talking to you, sorry.
Just like double, like I'm his GM on
one. I know it's so weird when it comes to that. Like,
nah, this is fine.
What's going on?
Well, anything else?
Yeah, no.
Did you buy tickets to the Mariners game yet?
I haven't yet. I will.
Dude, I'm driving 5 hours to go watch
freaking. Who else is going?
My dad, maybe Britt. Chris is down in San Diego. I think Michael's going.
All I wanted to see was Chris.
I know, right?
Just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. Michael Weber.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Rocky might, maybe.
Nice.
Last time I was over there, I don't make plans when I go over there because I'm married and she tells me what to do. And so one night I had free time and I texted everyone. I said, yo, I'm going out to this, I think I went to the mill down in Mill Creek.
Yeah.
And Mark shows up, only person to show up, hang out with me and Chris, and just lays into me about how I'm so bad at planning and stuff. And you just, I'm so last minute.
You are last minute.
I'm last minute, dude.
I'm glad that you planned this one, but lately before you were like, hey, I'm going to the game tonight. Okay. I didn't even know you were in town, you jerk. So thanks.
Well, I'm telling you, man, my wife's got every freaking minute planned out when we're over there.
Here we go.
And so.
All right. Let me end the stream by saying Puerto Rico Ranas, Louisville Lemurs, Kansas City Hubcaps. Do better on your gear on this site. It's crap. All right.
Jesus Christ. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard, and every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude. Armadillos, they don't care. Who can say where they came from? Well, I guess we'll never know. But they're gonna keep digging, no matter where they go. And while you dream tonight before that morning light, they'll be coming out to get some air. Armadillos keep digging. Armadillos, they don't care. Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard, and every time I'm barefoot, it makes it really hard. When that sun goes down, they can all be found setting little traps back there. Armadillos are so rude. Armadillos, they don't care. Armadillos keep digging. Armadillos, they don't care. Thank you.
just keep digging.
Thanks for listening. If you are not yet a member of PBE and would like to learn more, visit us online at www.probaseballexperience.jcink.net.